Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
There's a lot of reasons for people to get into arguments over a wedding proposal. There are. Like, we've been together for a blank amount of years and your stupid ass hasn't proposed, or why don't you put some effort into the proposal? You know, things like that. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a girl who's fighting with her fiancé about the proposal, but you will never, ever, ever guess why, right? So keep it here. Here's Sean Paul on your throwback station.
The girl them skill art, chick. Sandra Paul, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, I'm a guest, I'm a guest. Sandra Paul say, well, I'm on the way, the time pool. I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. Because of the girl, them broke out on the floor. From you, don't wanna walk this performer. Oh, oh. From you, don't wanna man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Oh, oh. Can't stand for the long, nah. Eat no yam, no steam fish, nah, no green banana. Oh, oh. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way, the time cold. I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Pose and girl, you got the chest out, but you know we're soft, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you diss out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make you distress out. Me have to fly to become a God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my chest out. Well, I'm on the way, the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this straight drop it and I bridge it on flavor show. Ooh, ooh. Time for a make baby now, so stop why like you are dead shady, yo. Ooh, ooh. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fritz and fat, not greedy, yo. Ooh, ooh. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. A brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, the spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come in love how you're fitting on your blouse and your fatting on your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, I'm on the way, the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh.
To get a crew on your throwback station, Hot 96.9. Let's just gonna throw it to Tracy here. Tracy, what's the issue?
So how do I explain this? My fiance is pissed at me, I just don't get it.
Your fiance is pissed at you, and you don't get it. Okay, so why is he mad at you?
So he proposed to me. We went out to eat, and we've been together a long time, mm-hmm. 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time. And we went out to eat. We were eating outside, and he did this whole thing where he planned it out. He had the waiters in on it. Everybody knew about it except for, you know, me.
Yeah.
And he he proposed to me, and basically when he asked me, I was like, you know, yeah. He's like, will you marry me? And I guess I didn't have a big enough reaction for him.
What reaction did you have?
I mean, I was happy, but, like, I wasn't shocked. It's been 6 years. We were going out to eat. He was, like, he's not exactly the most, like, incognito about this stuff he does. And so I said, you know, yeah. You know, like, what are you going to order? Like, what the fuck else do you want from me?
Oh, my God.
Wait, so you guys are fighting because he did a big, like, a really well-thought-out proposal, and he didn't like the way that you reacted, even though you said yes?
Yeah, well, we've been together 6 years. I was like, what do you want from me, bro? Like, you want me to backflip for you? Like, yeah, we've been together for, like...
Oh, my God! Yeah.
And not to mention, like, we've been stuck in the house together since, like, March. You know, like, lucky I said yes. Let's be real.
Okay. Wow. I think I'd be pissed, too.
I'm a little bit, yeah.
Just like, sure, can you pass the ketchup, please?
Yeah,
like, come on, let's do it. Like, let's get to dinner.
Usually, the proposal fight happens because it's, like, not well thought out. But you're mad because, or he's mad because he put all this effort into it. That's so funny. So, and so since then, what's it been like?
He's just like giving me the silent treatment. He's been all pouty and he just like passive aggressive. And for me, I'm just like, dude, like I knew it was coming. I said yes. We've been in the house together for 4 months. Like, he'll get over it. Like, he's just being a bitch. Mostly, I just wanted to see if you guys were on my side or his.
Okay, well, we're on his side.
All right, fuck you then. I gotta go. I love the show. Bye.
Yeah, Griffin. What's up, Griffin?
Well, mine's exactly the same thing. I was so disappointed. I put this whole thing into it. I put the day was planned out. She just didn't react the way I wanted her to. I was very, I wasn't disappointed, but dinner was planned out. You know, the location was planned out for the actual proposal, overlooking the valley where we live in Western Massachusetts. And I was just like, all right, it's going to go great. And then we had some, you know, super cold storm come in that day. So I get real nervous. I'm sitting at dinner. I ordered a drink. I don't remember ordering. And I'm like, I didn't bring that. I didn't order that. That's not mine. She's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. I'm just not. I've got a whole lot going on. She's like, yeah, you do. So we go outside afterwards. She's like, it's freezing out. I was like, let's take a picture. She's like, what, are you crazy? Why do you want to take a picture? I'm like, I don't know. It's, you know, this is where our first date was here. She's like, it's so what? I was like, it's... You know, something commemorative. We've been together a while. She's like, who cares? It's freezing. Get outside. Get back inside. Why are we outside? I was like, oh, let's just take a picture real quick. So as I'm going to get the camera ready, I drop the friggin' box. She's like, what are you doing? So she turns around, and I'm on my knee, and I'm like, don't turn around. You'll ruin it. She's like, ruin what? Oh, God. I was like, oh, God. And so it was like one of those, like, will you? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. She's like... So my whole plan got shot. She's like, can we just get in the car? I was like, can we take a picture, please? She's like, fine. So like the first picture was like, all right, here we are outside. It's freezing. And then the second one is, oh, I got a ring, by the way. So, it, you know, we're married. We're still together. It was just
beautiful.
And you have a beautiful story to keep in the bag next time she says, you know what? You never plan anything nice for a date or anything. You could always go back and be like, hey, remember that time that we got engaged and you just wanted to get in the car because it was cold?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.